joins me now. Amal, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about the FBI announcing or declaring war on official corruption in the city of Detroit. They called it generational. They said it's part of the culture. How are Detroiters reacting to this declaration?
It's too early to tell right now. It's hard to say how they react to the declaration, but I would say what we've seen over the last couple of years is that there is a groundswell of support for getting these bums out of office. There's so little money to go around right now. We have police being laid off, firefighters being laid off, schools closing, what have you. And people are just sick of seeing the few tax dollars that are available going into the wrong pockets. And I think that Mr. Arena is right when he says that the community is behind him.
Now, the Mr. Arena, he's overseen investigations of ex-Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick as well as Wayne County government under County Executive Robert Ficano. Now, are there any indications on where he's going to focus at this point?
No, it's clearly there's a lot of resources and time going into this Kwame Kilpatrick investigation. I believe these guys are going to be preparing for trial soon, if not already, because that's slated to go to court in September, before a jury in September, actually, after many, many years. And the Wayne County case is in full swing right now. There was two gentlemen were charged with crimes, obstruction of justice, public corruption, a couple weeks ago, and there are many subpoenas out, and I believe there may be some more coming from the grand jury. So the Wayne County investigation is feels like it's in the early stages, mm-hmm. but this investigation, this task force is not just going to look at Detroit, it's going to look at the Detroit area, and we've seen issues with school officials stealing, and there's been a lot for these guys to look at. So it's probably a good idea that they get some more bodies working.
Now, FBI Special Agent Arena, he called this public corruption, quote, our number one criminal priority right now. Is that really what Detroit residents think should be the number one criminal priority in the city?
That's a good question. It's hard to know because certainly there are some safety concerns in the city of Detroit. There are a lot of issues where people, children are dying. I mean, it's a horrible thing. But that sort of thing is more of a local matter than a federal matter, although we do see the feds now charging some of these violent criminals with federal gun crimes, which takes them further from home for a longer amount of time. But I think that there is a feeling that this city won't get better, the region won't get better without better leadership, and one way to bring that about is to get rid of the bums.